I might as well be talking to Carole King. I am talking to Samantha Gershman, but it might as well be Carole King because you morph Samantha like I don't know that I've ever seen before, and I've seen Beautiful. This is the fourth time, I think, that I've seen the show, including on Broadway. And you are, I mean, I've been very lucky. The people who have played Carole King, including Jesse Mueller on Broadway, I've seen the best. Having said that, you're right among the best. When you open your mouth, it sounds like Carole King. It really does. But it's not only the voice, it's the persona as well. Thank you.
That is the best compliment ever. That is like out of any response an audience member can have, that is the one that I would want to hear most.
Thank you. Well, the show is called Beautiful, the Carole King musical. It's at Drury Lane Theater, Oakbrook Terrace, through March 23rd. What a beautiful theater it is. And I want to talk about the theater itself, but I will tell you, it seems as though there are certain shows that performers, some performers, they're like born to play the part. Do you feel that way?
It's so funny. I feel like when this first came out, I had different like representation and agents is what I mean. And I don't know that I got submitted. If I did, I never got seen. And so I really never, and no one's ever said, oh, you remind me of Carole King. With that said, I love Carole King since I remember just always listening to her. There's never been a time where I've not listened to Carole King. I'll put it that way. And so I never really thought of myself as her, just more of a fan, which was kind of nice because when the musical first came out, I was kind of able to just enjoy it as a fan of Carole King, as opposed to, you know, a lot of times if you're in theater, you go to, just like if you do any other job and then you go to see something that you are doing, right, then mm-hmm. you're thinking, well, what could I do in that? But instead of that, I was more so just enjoying it as a fan. And then when I got the call to audition for this, I was like, I don't know that I sound like her. I don't know that I look like her. But what I do know is her music is in my bones. So at the very least, I can hope to just emulate and take on her spirit and her essence. And now that I'm in it and with the costume and the wig and just living her story on a day-to-day basis, I want to feel very lucky. I feel very grateful. That's a given. But I feel really connected and really in my element. And I'm kind of like, Sam, how did you not see yourself as this? I had major imposter syndrome, and finally I feel like it's setting in.
Well,
and I'm kind of like, wait, actually, I feel incredibly connected to her. To her soul? I don't even know. Does that make sense?
It kind of does, but you really do sound like her, and you really do, as it happens, look like her as well. Now, I didn't...
There are some crazy pictures. We took a really beautiful photo shoot, and we kind of tried to do similar poses, and I've shown my family, and I was like, this is Carole, and this is me. Crazy!
Can they tell the difference?
I'm not going to lie, my mom, this was last night, I showed her a picture and she was like, okay, wait, which one is Carole?
You're kidding.
And I was like, that's the goal.
Well, the makeup or the wig help. I didn't know about the wig necessarily, and we didn't even say anything. No one heard you say that.
What? It's my hair.
Yeah, of course. We're not going to give anything away. So when you first went to do the show, I don't know how old you are, and you do not have to tell me, but you probably knew a lot of the songs from when Carole performed mid-career to later in her career, into the 70s, when she did...
I kind of knew all of them.
You did?
I've been a fan of hers since I... Like, her music is what I put on to feel at home. It's my comfort music.
Why?
So, like, her inspirations... Her early, all of her songs, the songs that Jerry wrote her ex-husband earlier on, Take Good Care of My Baby, but then also obviously her Tapestry album. But I'm like a huge fan of her. Before the musical even came out, I've always been a fan
now,
of the music.
Seated right next to me, when the first chord of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, which is a classic song. First of all, did you know Carole King had anything to do with that song, originally performed by the Shirelles, and now, by now, has been covered by dozens and dozens of artists?
It is. What's crazy about that song is that she wrote the music, but her ex-husband, Jerry Goffin, wrote the words. And I think something that's really cool about this musical is how it highlights a lot of that. And those words, I'm like, how did she not write those words? It feels like it is coming from her soul and just like from her core. But meanwhile, it's like the words themselves were coming from Jerry Goffin. However, I think that that speaks volumes about who he was and who the two of them were as a couple and as a writing pair. And it's just something that kind of shocks me every time. But I know when I play those first chords, because I'm playing that live, and it's just, I get chills. I get chills, and I'm not making that up. I get chills every time, and I can feel the energy. I can almost feel every time I play it, I can hear the audience collectively go, tonight, it's like they're waiting. They know it. They're right there. And it's so nice because I was once that person in the audience. As soon as I hear that first chord, I'm just like, oh, it's one of my favorite songs.
Well, I will tell you that
song.
When you hit that first chord of nearly every song in the show, actually, it's so, I don't know if sentimental is the right word, but music and emotions are tied together. And you might be thinking of a memory, but maybe that memory is just you hearing that song originally some number of years ago, not tied to an event in your life necessarily, but just that song, you know? And there are so many of that songs in this
absolutely.
Show. I mean, have you seen people actually weep for no good reason except you're singing Up on a Roof? Not an emotional song necessarily.
But it's so, again, it's funny you said that because there It's Too Late, I think.
Sure.
Maybe it was It's Too Late, which is kind of one of the first times in the show where I get to break the fourth wall and look at the audience and use them and play and sing with everyone. And I can see people having that experience that you just mentioned. Maybe it's a bit of having a flashback to whatever time that song got them through. I mean, because her songs have gotten me through many a time, and it's like I can feel that. I can see it happening, and I can feel it too. The energy is just palpable.
Well, it's certainly a feel-good show. The show is called Beautiful, the Carole King musical. If you've seen it before, see it again. I mean, it's different than what you've seen, and it's worth it to hear those songs all over again. It's at the Drury Lane Theater, Oakbrook Terrace, a beautiful theater. I want to talk about the theater itself when we come back, and also talk about this show is about more than Carole King, and we'll talk about who else the show is about. A couple of composers, Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil, and one-time Carole King husband, actually. And we'll talk about all of that when we come back on WGN. Steve Dale back on WGN Radio. I've been so fortunate to talk to so many music legends over the years. Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, I mean, the list goes on. I've never spoken to Carole King, but this might be as close as I get. Samantha Gershman is here, and she is Carole King. She really is Carole King in the musical Beautiful, playing at the Drury Lane Theater, Oakbrook Terrace, through March 23rd. So you don't have a lot of time to go see it, but go see it. I mean, the music is incredible, but the story is more than just the Carole King story. Carole King wrote songs early on with her partner in life, Jerry Goffin, but that was kind of a tumultuous relationship. Do you think that's an understatement?
To say the least.
Do you think that if it were today, that Jerry would have gotten more help for whatever was going on psychologically with him? And I don't know. I'm sure you have done research as to...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, was he clinically depressed? What was... Drugs were a part of it?
Yeah, you know, it's a crazy... It's kind of upsetting when you think about it. He was bipolar. But back then, they didn't really know that. They didn't really have a name for it. They didn't really know how to test that. They had at first thought that he was schizophrenic. Then they thought that he was manic. He actually went under shock therapy, which Carol had to, she says in her book that she was the one that had to kind of give the go-ahead on that. And that's something that there's this whole chapter about it that she just talks about how that has become something that has been one of the hardest things that to this day she still has to live with. Mm-hmm. And I actually have firsthand experience with family members, or one in particular being bipolar and not knowing that and being undiagnosed and dealing with, like, navigating the ups and downs of someone that doesn't understand what's happening with them chemically, and it's really hard. And I think that if it were today, I mean, mental health is now so talked about, which is incredible, and I just feel like everyone now is actually prioritizing mental health, whereas before it was kind of pushed under the rug. I mean, it was almost like you weren't necessarily proud that if you were seeing the therapist, but whereas now it's like, oh, I've got a therapist, it's great, you should cut, you know, and I feel like it's celebrated now, whereas I feel like it was a little bit more taboo. And so, if it was today, I feel like it would have definitely been something that they would have able to had test and then given some kind of prescription or just been able to navigate it, because they would have known what was happening with him and his brain.
Yeah. And it's not only the Carole King songs, with Jerry Goffin, and then later just the Carole King songs, but it's also the music of Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann.
Yeah.
Now, you may not know their names, friends, but boy, you know their songs. Everything from On Broadway to You've Lost That Loving Feeling to Walking in the Rain, so many other songs. And they are very much a part of the show as well, their stories, because it's all intertwined. They were competitors, but they were great friends too, right?
Yeah. Well, it almost, Donnie Kirshner, who was in charge of them, he kind of set up this environment, this competitive environment. But again, she talks about it in her book. She's like, for better or for worse, we were all going through the same thing at the same time. So it brought us, it made us better. Like, it made us, the competition aspect made us write better songs. And to this day, well, I think Cynthia actually just passed away maybe a year ago, but they were friends. I mean, because of what they went through together and just writing material, but then also kind of being pinned up against each other, but it somehow brought the best out in them and it brought them closer, which I love. I mean, their friendship and their relationship, I think, is really well told in this story, and it's just really, it's so special. I mean, the friendship between Cynthia Weil and Carole King, it's just like, it's something that, those are the kind of girlfriends I like to have in my life.
But Samantha Gershman, or Carole King, you were the boring one of the group in some ways, or the most conservative. What's wrong with you?
And I know.
Listen, this show is just so much fun. I said we'd talk about the beautiful theater. It is gorgeous, beautiful chandeliers everywhere, and the seats are plush.
I know. There are so many chandeliers.
Yeah. I didn't count them necessarily, and they're big. I mean, what?
They're huge.
Yeah. But that's a great thing for a performer, too, because the audience, I suspect, being very comfortable, literally, is helpful as well, I suspect.
Oh, it's great. I think there's like 12 on the first, like in one room alone. I mean, it's a stunning theater. And there is not, and I'm not just saying this, there's not a bad seat in the house. How it is laid out, and also Jane Lanier, our director, how she would sit in every...
Really?
You know, seat in the house, just making sure that everyone can see it at all times.
That's brilliant.
And
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the show is called Beautiful. It's the Carole King Musical at the Drury Lane Theater, Oakbrook Terrace, through March 23rd. That's all. That's all there is. And you can no longer see her after that. Samantha Gershman, you are Carole King. You are wonderful. And I'm glad it wasn't too late now to talk to you. And I've got a friend. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right.